The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. I wanted to read to you from Exodus chapter 18. That's the passage where Jethro comes to Moses and gives him wise counsel. He says to Moses, "Now listen to me, I shall give you counsel and God be with you. You be the people's representative before God and you bring the disputes to God. Then teach them the statutes and the laws and make known to them the way in which they are to walk and the work they are to do. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place them over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens." I heard that passage preached probably 16 years ago when I went to a meeting in Austin, and the preacher was Rafael Cruz. Rafael Cruz escaped from Cuba, came to America with $100, if the story is correct that I read on Wikipedia, $100 sewn into his underwear so it wouldn't be taken from him, enrolled at the University of Texas, and worked his way through school as a dishwasher, making 50 cents an hour, and got a degree in chemical engineering and mathematics from the University of Texas in 1961. He is a true rags-to-riches Horatio Alger story and a great man of God, and he's with us today. So, Rafael, welcome, and thank you for coming on Real Truth for Today.
Pastor Jeff, it's so great to be with you.
Well, you're a hero of mine, my friend, and I know you're working hot and heavy these days on the campaign trail, and it seems like Ted is doing well. I thought he just blew Colin Allred away at the debate.
Well, it was a difference between telling the truth and standing on your record on Ted's side, or on Colin Allred's side, he was hiding for his record and speaking lies to hide from that record.
Yeah.
But you know, the truth, I'll find you out, says the Word of God.
Well, you know, we had you come to First Baptist Texarkana, and you preached on Exodus 18, that God says, hey, we're supposed to, Jethro, we're supposed to get able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. And Rafael, it's sad to see in America that we're fewer and fewer of those guys are in the political arena.
Absolutely. You know, but you know, I am standing on Proverbs 29:2. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked beareth rule, people mourn. And we have seen a lot of mourning in America because of the wicked are ruling the land. So, you know, it is up to the people of God to stand in the gap. You know, one of the things that is really disturbing to me, you know, I preach at a different church every Sunday, and there's a phrase I keep hearing ad nauseum, and that phrase is, God is in control. Mm-hmm. And I have been shouting it from the housetops. God is in control is a cop-out. God is in control is an excuse that Christians give to justify sitting on their rear end, doing nothing while the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's not even biblical. God is sovereign. God could act independent of us. He chooses not to do so. He chooses instead to work in partnership with us. There is no fundamental principle of Scripture more important than the principle of stewardship. Mm-hmm. And God establishes all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. The very first command in Scripture in Genesis 1:28. where God says, I give you dominion, or you could say, I give you authority, or you could say, I give you a stewardship responsibility over all my creation. Well, you know something? We have been blessed with living in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And here in Texas, we got a double blessing. We live in the greatest state within the greatest nation. But the word God says, to whom much is given, much is required. We have a responsibility to occupy till he comes. We have a responsibility to stand in the gap, yes, in prayer. But prayer is for you to seek the will of God, to then get off your blessed assurance and go do the will of God. And that's what's missing. And that's what we're trying to do. Restore righteousness to America. But we have to get involved. And I am shouting it from the housetops. Every Christian in America, every person that believes in righteousness, needs to go to the polls and vote. It is our civic responsibility, and it's how we take the country back.
Yeah. Well, you know, Raphael, many people have been talking about the George Barna report that just came out just a few days ago, or a couple of weeks ago, maybe, that 32 million Christians, he estimates, they're going to sit this one out. They're not going to vote. And just devastating to the cause of righteousness. So what did you think when you heard that?
Well, you know, Pastor Jeff, I see that all the time. It is the fault of the pastors. The majority of the pastors in America are a bunch of wimps. And they use the excuse of, God just called me to preach the gospel. Well, the gospel is a lot more than John 3:16. The gospel goes from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation. And just look at the example of Jesus. Jesus only confronted two institutions, the political establishment and the ecclesiastical establishment. Jesus was in their faces. And we say, we cannot get involved in politics. Go back to Proverbs 29 and 2. That's what happens if the righteous are not even voting. If the righteous are not running for office, all that is left is the wicked electing the wicked, and it becomes our fault.
Well, Raphael Cruz is our guest, and Raphael, when you see the things that have happened to Ted and his career in politics, those things are difficult. It's been difficult on his marriage, his family, because he is the target that many people shoot at, and Ted is very well equipped to handle himself. But how do you see that as a dad with your son?
Well, you know, praise God, Ted knows why he's in the Senate. You know, he has a very special call on the Senate, and you know, he is the number one target of Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer has committed $100 million to defeat Ted. He's got a target on his back because he's the one that leads standing off against all the craziness in Washington. Mm-hmm. And so they can't stand it. They want to get rid of him. But I'll tell you what, God plus us is a majority. Mm-hmm. And now, that does not give us the freedom to sit down and wait to see what happens. No, we got to be part of the process. And we're encouraging everybody. Everyone needs to go to the polls and vote righteousness. And if mm-hmm. we do that, I think we're going to take this country back.
Amen. We're praying for that. So, Raphael, let me ask you this. You came from Cuba. You are a legal immigrant, escaped communism in Cuba. What do you see in America that mirrors what you escaped in Cuba?
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw that long, long, long before. You know, in 1976, I came in 1961, but in 1976, I was shocked when I heard Jimmy Carter campaign. He sounded just like the Fidel Castro I had left behind. I knew from day one that Jimmy Carter was a communist. And, you know, he has had the call of being the worst president in history until Biden came to power.
Right.
And at least Carter may be rejoicing now he's not the worst president. But, you know, we have a communist regime today. our rights are being eroded day by day by day. And with the next administration, if this woman takes power, it'll be even worse. And our fundamental rights are being eroded. And this is a wake-up call. You know, Proverbs, Deuteronomy 30:19. God says, I set before you today life and death, the blessing and the curse. And then God says, so choose life that you and your descendants may live. We are fighting for the future of our children and our children's children. And if we lose this battle, our children may not have a future. That ought to get you excited.
Right. Right. How many grandkids do you have, Raphael?
I only have three, but, I want to see have them be able to enjoy a better America than I have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So when you came to America, you're as a young guy in Cuba, your vision of America was, when you got here, were you disillusioned that America is not what you had been told, or were you encouraged that it's even better than what you were told?
Oh, no, I was thrilled. I was thrilled after living in the oppression of communism and being in the oppression in Cuba. It was like coming to paradise, and I was really excited. Jeff, I love America with a passion, you know. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I do not allow people to call me a Cuban-American. I remember many years ago, I was speaking at an event, and they introduced me as a Cuban-American. And I got to the podium, and I said, with all due respect, I need to correct my introduction. I do not consider myself a Cuban-American. I'm an American who was born in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I am first and foremost an American. And I've been an American for a long, long time. I don't miss going to the polls and votes. As a matter of fact, normally I vote on the first day because I want to make sure I don't miss going to vote and exercising my right.
Yes. What, Raphael, what is your opinion? I know there are a lot of people like me that are concerned about voter integrity and election integrity. What do you feel about that as in Texas for the race for senator, but also around the country?
Well, voter integrity is a problem, but what it cannot do is cause us to raise up, you know, just give up and say, well, it's going to be stolen. Why even vote? No. I say, like Ted says, you know, if there's going to be 3% cheating, we need to win by 5%. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure we overrun the polls and they can't steal it. You know, voter fraud has existed for many years. We've had voter fraud forever. But we can overcome it if we all go to the polls. The biggest danger we have is complacency. Mm-hmm. People precisely saying, well, it's going to be stolen. Why vote? And then we lose by default. No, we need to encourage everyone to go to the polls and take all their friends, all their neighbors, all their relatives, and make sure we vote for righteousness' sake. You know, I must have told my son dozens of times, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. Mm-hmm. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And Jeff, there is no place to go.
Right. Yeah, a great word for sure. Have you been encouraged on the campaign trail with Ted?
Oh, absolutely. We are doing a 53-stop bus tour, and I am on the bus. I'm going to be getting on the bus in a few minutes. And I'll tell you, it's been exciting. We've had rallies every city we go, packed houses, standing room only, and people are really excited because people want their freedom restored. And the danger of losing our fundamental freedoms is very, very real. And I think eyes are being opened every day more and more. So I'm encouraged.
Good. Amen. Well, we're talking to Raphael Cruz. He is the father of Ted Cruz, and Ted is in a tight race with Colin Allred, Congressman Colin Allred, for the Senate seat. And Ted has done, in my opinion, done a tremendous job as senator of our state. Ted loves the Lord and tries to walk in his ways, desires to do that as a man of God, as a husband, and as a father. So as Raphael says, this election is extremely important. We can't sit this out as the people of God. We need to engage, and we need to make our voices heard at the voting booth and at the ballot box. So you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we'll be right back after the break with more Raphael Cruz. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Raphael Cruz. He is the father of Ted Cruz. He's on the campaign trail with Ted. And Raphael is one of my favorites. He embodies the American dream. He came here from Cuba looking for freedom, and he found it in America. He loves our country, and this is his country. And he made himself out of nothing. Now, Raphael, when you came to America, is that true what it says on Wikipedia, that you only had $100 in your pocket?
Well, you know, it was very interesting. When I left Cuba, my mother was so afraid they were going to steal my money. She made a pocket in my underwear to put my money there, and I had $50 in my pocket to pay for my bus fare to get all the way to Austin. But she was scared to death because I had to sleep on the bus, that they were going to steal my money. So it's kind of one of those things, you know. But, you know, praise God that America gave me a future. And as I said before, I love this country with a passion.
Now, Raphael, when you came to America, your English was poor at best, was it not?
My English was non-existent. But I tell you, I came a month before school started. And at that time, I think the movies were like 20 cents or less than that. So for that month, I went to the movies every day. And I would walk into a movie theater at 5 o'clock and watch the same movie 3 times. And I'll tell you what, I would just do it as a job. I would just pay attention and try to associate words with objects and words with action. And by the third time, I had a pretty good idea what the movie was about. I did that daily for a month. In a month, I learned to think in English. And then I learned English very quickly after that. I put a lot of effort into it.
Well, it's impressive that you got a degree in chemical engineering from UT. That's not an easy course discipline. That speaks volumes about...
My degree was in mathematics with a minor in chemical engineering.
Okay.
And it's an interesting story why I changed. I was originally in engineering, and I got out of engineering because you had to take a drafting course, and I couldn't pass drafting. I had 10 thumbs and I couldn't pass drafting. I tried to negotiate changing drafting for 4 math courses. The advisor couldn't have it. So I changed my major. I graduated in mathematics with a minor in chemical engineering, and then my graduate work was in mathematics and operations research.
Well, impressive for sure. So, Raphael, I know you have to get on the bus at 8:30. So let me ask you this. What would you say to our listeners?
We may have a few more minutes, so just let's keep on going until I have to go.
Okay, super. What would you say to our listeners? How would you encourage us to pray? Because we do see, many of us, our eyes are open. We know America is in trouble. We know that, as the scripture says, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that God is allowing things to happen in America that are not good. We're going further and further left. But God does respond to prayer. And so what would you encourage? How would you encourage people to pray?
Well, first of all, let me just start on the opposite end and tell you what I'm going to tell people not to do. Prayer is not an end-all. As I said before, prayer is a way for you to find God's will, to get off your knee and go do God's will. You know, some time ago, God gave me an incredible revelation about prayer. And I said to the Lord, "Lord, teach me to pray." And the Lord said to me, "Well, the prayer doesn't end with the amen. As a matter of fact, the prayer starts with the amen. Because all the way to the amen is a monologue. And most people's monologue goes like this. Gimme, 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 in the name of Jesus, amen." Mm-hmm. And the Lord said to me, after the amen, "Shut up and let me talk to you." And then the Lord told me, prayer is about five things. Number one, and most importantly, prayer is about communion, intimate communion with Almighty God. And when you are in intimate communion and worship with Him, number two, He will bring revelation to you. He will speak to you. But He doesn't leave you there. He will hone in that revelation into number three, direction. He will tell you exactly what to do. And if He tells you what to do, number four, He will empower you to be able to do it. And number five, and most importantly, and this is where people fail, after the amen, get off your knees and go do what God has told you to do. Prayer should lead you to action.
Mm. That's excellent. Now, what would you say, Raphael, about that passage that I read at the top of the program, Exodus 18:21. I know you've preached that a lot. Men who fear God, men of truth. How would you encourage our listeners to find out the truth? We're just swimming in lies today with the mainstream media, and it's hard to know what to believe, who to believe. What would you say to our listeners about that?
Well, you know, fortunately today we have something called the internet, and you can find anybody's record. And, you know, Jesus put it this way, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." We need to do some fruit checking. You know, one of the things and one of the reasons why I'm committed to voting for President Trump is I know what he did in the 4 years he was in power. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. That's a man of truth. Now, you look on the other side at Kamala Harris. All that she tells you she is going to do is the opposite of what she has done for the last 3.5 years. So she is a woman of lies. Everything that comes out of her mouth is a lie. So I think the answer is very clear before us. You know, my son Ted is an open book. You can find out his record very clearly. And for 12 years, he has been fighting for the American people and for the people of Texas. He has passed 101 bills in his tenure in the Senate. In contrast, Colin Alvarez has been in the House for 6 years. He has only passed three bills. All those three bills. I don't even know if they passed or not. So the difference is like night and day. And so we need to wake up America and restore righteousness to America.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, Raphael, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You are a blessing, my friend. Now, are you guys coming to East Texas?
We are going to be traveling all over the place. I am not sure whether we're scheduling Texarkana. I don't have the whole schedule before me. In all probability, I'll say the answer is yes. You know, right now we are having a rally just in a few minutes in Waco, Mm-hmm. And then from there, the bus goes to College Station, and we're trying to hit every city we can in Texas to encourage people to go to the polls and try to restore Texas and restore America.
How can we?
If you go, to TedCruz.org, you can, number one, you can donate at TedCruz.org, but number two, you can find out the schedule for the bus tour and check out whether we're going to Texarkana or not. I don't remember all the stops and the tours. I said there are going to be 53 stops.
Yeah. All right.
Please encourage your listeners to go to the polls and vote righteousness.
Amen.
We need every vote.
That's exactly right. Well, Raphael, I appreciate it, my friend. I hope to see you sometime soon.
God bless you, my brother, and me for my blessings to all your congregation and the people that are listening. And please go to the polls and vote. Let's take America back. Thank
Amen.
You. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Texas.
Amen. Thank you. That was Raphael Cruz, and Raphael is the father of Ted Cruz. And first time I heard him was about 16 years ago in Austin, and I was just blown away. I said, man, that guy, if he was running for something, I would vote for him, because he is just so, he's just energetic. He has a testimony that says, hey, you know, you trust God and you work hard. You know, it's like he said with prayer, it's more than prayer. I think famous saying is you can do more after you pray, but you can't do more than pray before you pray. So prayer is key, and prayer needs to be the first stop as we cry out to God. But then we get up and we do. So we don't want to be, as James said, don't be a forgetful hearer of the word. Be an effectual doer. Put the word into practice. And so I wrote down the five things that Raphael said about prayer. What is prayer? It's intimate communion with God. And that is the most important thing. It's not just reading God a laundry list, Lord, help this and do this and give me this. And it's not that. It's spending time with your Heavenly Father in intimate communion. And the thing that's such a challenge, I think, for all of us is having unhurried time with God. Because many of us, it's just go, 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 and our prayer time can be go, 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 and we need to just marinate in His presence and know that God, as we, prayer and the Bible go together. We will devote ourselves, the apostle says, and is said in Acts 6, to prayer and the ministry of the word. So those things go together, and as we read the word, we're praying and we're asking God, and God does speak to us. He will show us things, and primarily out of the word, and gives us direction for our day, and He gives us power. That was the fourth thing. God will empower you to do the things He wants you to do. You know, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul's great prayer. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in you, to Him be the glory. And then you go do it. That was the fifth thing. As God empowers you, as He directs you, then you put shoe leather to your faith and you take that step of faith. So a good word for sure from Raphael Cruz. And we do have the opportunity as Christians to make a difference in this world. That's what we're called to do, to be salt and light. Salt and light make a difference. And Jesus said you don't hide your light under a bushel basket. You put it on a hill so that all can see. You don't put the salt in one barrel and the fish in the other. You put the salt in there with the fish to make a difference. And so that's, as the book by Piper said, out of the salt shaker and into the world. That's our call as God's people and as faithful witnesses. We get out of the salt shaker. We get out of our holy huddles. You know, church is great, and church is what encourages us and helps us and fires us up to do the will of God. And then we go out into the world. Then we are the church in the world. We're out of the salt shaker, and we're into the world making a difference. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, comment. I would love to hear from you. And we spent the first part of the program talking to Rafael Cruz. And I still remember, I can't read Exodus chapter 18 without hearing his voice. And he would preach out of the King James. And so I got to read it to you out of the King James. You shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And so he preached a sermon, and I know he's preached it many, many times about that. We need to elect men who fear God. Now, granted, we don't have a lot of men in politics today or women in politics today who fear God. And Jenna was talking about that on our program just a little bit ago. You know, we have the choice for the top of the ticket between Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Well, the choice in my mind is very, very clear for a Christian. You cannot vote for somebody who's in the pocket of Planned Parenthood, who wants to murder babies up through 9 months and maybe even afterward, who wants to mutilate children, who wants biological men to play in female sports and use female locker rooms and bathrooms. You just cannot vote for that. That would just be so against what the Lord has said very clearly in his word. Now, granted, the other side of the aisle, you say, okay, well, it's not like Donald Trump is just this bastion of a man who fears God, who hates covetousness, who's a man of truth, to the extent that we want him to be, obviously. But that's the choice that we have. And so between the two, there's one person who seems to have more of an acknowledgement of God than the other, one person who obviously is more able than the other. Kamala Harris has never done anything that would cause us to think that she could run the country. Has she ever run anything? And the answer is no. Now, Trump has run a lot of things. You know, he didn't become a billionaire by being an idiot. And so able men such as fear God, men of truth, and truth needs to return to our country desperately. And then you hate covetousness. You know, you hate defrauding people and, desiring things just for yourself. One thing to Trump's great credit, I mentioned this yesterday. When he was president in 2016, he took no salary for being president. And he lost $700 million of wealth during his 4 years as president. He's not in it for the money. Now, with Obama, with the Clintons, with Biden, they all became multi-millionaires from quote-unquote public service. Well, that's just, that speaks volumes about who they are, in my opinion. So, we need to return, and that's a great thing to pray. God, give us men and women in politics, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, men who hate covetousness, men who hate dishonest gain. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we are up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jerry from Texas. And the number to call in is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a brief testimony, we would love to hear from you. So give us a call and let's talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we are going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you. And we have Jerry on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, brother. Mine is more of just encouragement for those that are listening. I find it hard sometimes to engage while I try. I think the spirit, obviously from Antichrist, will try and give you a spirit of fear not to engage and to step back. We need to overcome that. I want to encourage others to daily try and overcome that, to engage with those not just in your church but in public. everybody encounters at least 10 different people a day in just going about their daily routine. And I would just encourage that we as a body of Christ try and not just talk about spreading the word of God as we're supposed to, but of those social things that are relevant to each person. I would also encourage those that are like me. We get a lot of flyers, a lot of text messages of support this, give me money for this. I know that campaigns run on money. I'm not oblivious to that. However, I think that what gets the person elected is the vote. I don't have to give money if I don't have it, if I give my vote to that candidate that's going to do their best to uphold the values that best align with what I believe. And so I think that in this society, we've gotten too dependent on money because people just get the sound bites. They get the snapshots. They don't understand and they don't do the research. But do the research. Use the iVoter guide. Use right. those resources that American Family Radio gives. I'm going to let you go, brother. But I appreciate all that you do. Keep giving us the real truth for today. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. And let me just reiterate what Jerry said. You heard it on the news segment, iVoterGuide.com. That's a great site to go to find out all the different issues that you're going to see when you get into the ballot box for your state, for your area. And so be prepared. You know, we've all probably had the experience of going in and we know we're voting for this candidate in this one race. But then you go in there and you see all these other things. You're like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this proposition or whatever. So go in there and know what is going to be on the ballot and know what the issues are so you can make an informed vote. So I appreciate that, Jerry. We have Sylvia on the line from Texas. Sylvia, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi. So I was calling because I'm just really concerned about the conservative news not being out there. You have ABC, NBC, and people who don't know any better, they listen to that and they believe that. And like I was watching TV and they were talking about Cruz wanted Social Security raised. And so everything I'm seeing is negative. And then Google had something. It was negative about Cruz. And so I was trying to find out how the debate went. And so I was looking on El Paso Times, and it made him sound like a fool. And then Texas Tribune had it also, and they weren't very positive about it. So I'm kind of, I wish we had like a conservative regular channel that regular people think they can watch, because they all think they're getting the news correctly. I have a sister who doesn't believe me.
Right.
She doesn't want to change to anything else. Yeah, and it really worries me that people don't. A lot of people are just going by the regular channels, and they don't know any better.
Right, so. That's a good point. So, Sylvia, I get a lot of my news from X, Twitter X. Elon Musk is doing a good job keeping that free speech, and there are a lot of conservatives on X, and a lot of conservatives that give you this great straight scoop. So I watched a lot of the debate between Ted Cruz and Colin Allred. Ted Cruz, I can't imagine anybody wanting to debate that guy. He is so sharp, and he has he's got an arsenal of facts, and you voted this way, and this is the truth. And so if you go on X and you type in Ted Cruz, Colin Allred, you can for yourself watch the debate. Also, I think YouTube has that debate, and so you can watch it. The debate, the interview with Kamala Harris by Bret Baier, that Fox News has the whole thing on there. So I think for a lot of us, we need to quit seeing what do news sources say about it, and what are these snippets. Let me watch the thing for myself and see, you know, who said what, and make my own determination from that rather than the spin. Everybody's going to give you a little bit of spin, but, it was Bill O'Reilly that had the no spin zone. And Bill O'Reilly, still, you can sign up and listen to him. I think Bill O'Reilly does a good job in giving you the straight scoop. This is what happened. He always gives his opinion too, but he does report the news. So, and you know, you can't say enough about American Family Radio, American Family Association, to tell you this is what is really going on. And so I am privileged and blessed to partner with American Family Radio. And Tim Wildman, I count him a dear, dear friend, and I just appreciate all that's being done at AFR and AFA. So thank you for that, Sylvia. We have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I was just going to say that as I was thinking about the election this morning and people in church that I don't know that maybe listen to mainstream media, that maybe your pastor would let you go up front and just say that they learn a lot on American Family Radio and try to get him to change because, I usually listen to it online, but the two major radio stations around here, there's a definite difference. One of them is almost bubblegummy. I mean, they do play Christian praise music, but you don't learn a lot of things on there, whereas you do on AFR. And right. The whole thing about kindness that's going on right now, and, you know, you learn what's behind, like, people coming over the border, and it's really not kind
right.
to a lot of are being harmed.
So. Right. Yeah, I've said that before, Lynn. It's like, hey, we love our neighbor as ourself. Well, my nearest neighbor is my wife. I want to protect her. I want to protect my kids. I want to protect my street, those people that live next door and two doors down and things like that. And when you let in a bunch of people that are unvetted, you don't know who they are. Do you have some of these people that are just escaping a terrible situation to have a better life like Rafael Cruz did, but he did it legally? Yes, you have some people like that. But then you have bad actors coming in, and you have people that want to cause harm and want to do harm, and they have nefarious intentions. And we are foolish with a capital F to let people like that in. You wouldn't let those people in your home. Why are we letting them in our country? Because they will do evil. And that's what they're coming to America to do. And so part of what government is supposed to do their job, Romans chapter 13, is to protect the citizens and punish evildoers. And we're not doing that today. And we lump that under the guise of, well, we're just loving our neighbor. That's not loving your neighbor when you allow people that want to do harm into the country. That's like letting them into the house. You wouldn't do that if you love the inhabitants of the house. So I appreciate that, Lynn. God bless you. We have Sally on the line from Texas. Sally, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I want to talk about the election, but I hear so much about Trump not being perfect. And I know that, but people are hearing that, and so they're not going. Christians that I know or meet in a doctor's office are not going to vote. I mean, I want people to hear how much he's given up for this. And you just said it too earlier when I was listening, how much he's given up for,
right.
to fight to have our country. He doesn't have to make this fight, but he loves America. I mean, like the people who signed the Constitution, like George Washington, he loves America. And we keep saying, no, he's not perfect. But I think we need to strive to say he loves America. And if you want America to be free, you'll get out and vote. I know I've met Christians that they say, well, I pray, but I'm not going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that today from one of your people say, praying is great, but you have to get up and go vote. And right. I want everybody to pray for the Christians and the people that will vote for Trump or for America, that they will talk to their neighbors, talk to their church about not staying home and going to vote. It's so important for us to vote. And then,
that's exactly right. Well, you're exactly right, Sally. And that's what, you know, Rafael was saying about voter fraud. He said that's been around for a long, long time. What we need to do to counteract that, obviously, we need to have poll watchers and do those kinds of things. But, you know, no voter ID to vote in California, the law they passed. I mean, that's just saying, hey, we're going to cheat and we're going to let you know we're cheating. So, you know, in your face. Well, the way you counteract that is you have so many votes for the righteous, more righteous candidate that they can't overcome that. As Raphael said when he was quoting his son Ted, if they're going to cheat 3% of the vote, well, you have 5% more that are voting in a prayerful, biblical way, and so they can't overcome, the cheating can't overcome the massive amount of votes for the particular candidate who is the lesser of two evils. And people don't like that term, but that's every election is that, because you don't have a perfect candidate. Kamala Harris is so in the tank for liberalism and Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQIA plus movement that she is unreachable. She has crossed the threshold, in my opinion. She's not ever coming back from that. You cannot allow her to be the president, and you have the opportunity to make sure that doesn't happen. And you can say what you want, as people have said about Donald Trump and this and that, you know, and his mean comments. He governed responsibly. Bill O'Reilly said that some weeks ago. You can't deny the fact that when he was president, he governed responsibly. I had a friend of mine just tell me yesterday, well, Kamala Harris is not very smart and Trump's a fascist. It's like, well, who said Trump's a fascist? He's not a fascist. You're just believing the liberal media that want you to get that in your head, that Trump's a fascist. Trump's going to, you know, become a dictator. And the opposite is true. And we know that because the proof is in the pudding. And when he was president, he did a good job. He didn't perform as a fascist. He put America first, and he helped the whole country. So good word, Sally. I appreciate you calling in with that. Well, we have Jim on the line from Kentucky. Jim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm all for Trump. I don't know if, ands, or buts. But the thing that bothers me is that all the commentaries that I've heard on the radio, we're forgetting one basic fact about voting. There's a lot of folks that gave it all for that. And to me, if you don't get out and vote, first of all, you're doing yourself a dishonor. Secondly, you're disrespecting those folks that gave it all for us to be able to vote. And, you know, everybody I walk into, get out and vote. Get out and vote. Because I don't care who you vote for. Of course, I hope you vote for Trump, because I'm all for Trump. But you need to get out and vote because of respect for those that gave it all.
Amen. Great word, Jim. You're exactly right. Thanks for calling in with that. We have Justin on the line from Alabama. Justin, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Pastor Jeff. Hey. I was just going to comment on the illegal aliens voting and everything like that. Well, I'm an ex-felon, and I would love the opportunity to vote. Now, maybe the majority of ex-felons wouldn't vote the way that we would want them to vote. And maybe that's a good thing. But you've got aliens, you know, illegal in this country, voting in these left-wing states. It's just crazy. And voting is biblical, guys. It's not against God to get off your tail and go down to the voting booth. Because I've got a shirt that says vote, vote, vote. Got it from AFR. You know, it's got Proverbs 29. What is it, 29:2? Anyways, it's biblical to go vote. Okay, it's as an ex-felon, I would love the opportunity to go vote. And maybe we should have like a voting valet. Maybe I can drive the people that maybe they're too old to get down there. Maybe I'll do it in that way. Maybe I can help out in that way.
But yeah. Well, that's a good word, Justin. So Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, people groan. And if the righteous don't go to the polls and vote for the candidate that's going to be more aligned with the scripture, then what are we going to get? We're going to get wicked people ruling. And that's going to bring a big groan to the nation and to the cities, and to just keep, you know, drilling down to your marriage, your family, your business. All of that is in jeopardy. So we have a responsibility before God to vote prayerfully, and to vote biblically. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to all the calls, but thank you for listening today to Real Truth for Today. And I am your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'll be with you again on Monday as we interview Sean McDowell and the revised More Than a Carpenter book. You don't want to miss it. It was a great interview and taped earlier. And so go out, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you. God bless.